Blog Talk Radio.
Incredible, unforgettable. Open your mind, take in all the delectables. Topics ranging from marriage to politics. Only the grown and mature can handle their sleeves. They gon' change it from blog talk to hot talk. Real talk, real response. Non-stop. Only talk radio keeps it moving. Wednesdays, 9:30 p.m. Please tune in. Well. In the beautiful. It's incredible. It's incredible. You hear it.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Art of Intimacy Show. I am your host, Ms. Incredible.
And I am Rel, the Black Dr. Phil. And together we make up the duo of AOI. Talk Show. What's going on? It's Satan bulbs.
Yes. 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 It is.
Yo, I saw the it was so hot I saw the air. Like I see, you know what I mean? I could see you know what we talk about? That thick like I don't know what you call that. That's heat.
Hey. He said that
heat. Tell you.
Oh, man.
I'll be running.
This is that weather that just have you frustrated. Frustrated. Yeah. I wouldn't say for no reason, just because of the heat, but not for anything else.
Right.
I agree with you.
I can't wait for the winter. I like cold over hot anything, though. You do?
I do.
Oh,
I could put a coat on the stuff. I could warm myself up in the heat. Nothing you could do.
Yeah.
Outside.
Yeah. And I sweat like, oof. Oh. I sweat when it's not even hot. So when it is, that's the problem.
I call myself getting braised. For just the last a couple of weeks because of the heat. Man, it looked like I could do a cornrow on top of a cornrow after my hair was looking once I started sweating, it was a no go. So not a good idea.
Not good. So sports world. The Olympics is about to start. So that's a good sign. I think it's I believe it's this weekend, I believe it's this weekend or the beginning of the next week, so that's about to go down. USA basketball team, you know, you got all the usual stars on that, so I'm sure that'll be an interesting time. You know, social media, too. That's a thing. Baseball, we don't even need to talk about yet. They got 162 games. We'll talk about it when they get past 100 games. we'll report on that. We still only have 162 games. Jeez, that's a lot of games. But they get paid. They get paid for them 162 games. Big time. As opposed to NFL, they only got 16 games. Yep. So, they was, matter of fact, they was complaining recently. The NFL players, they was complaining that the NBA players and the Major League Baseball players make so much more money than them. So they was all whining.
Really?
yeah. they were going whining when they saw the salaries that the NBA players was getting this offseason. They was all complaining about that. But y'all only played 16 games. Even though it's rough and tough and it's hard and it's, you know, more physical in your body, but it's only 16 games. So that means the fans can only come pay, you know, 16
right.
times. So that,
right.
that's the money you draw. That's just what you choose. That's why I say this, especially young kids in football or parents with young kids. If your kid is going that route, have a plan to get in and get out. Like, you know what I mean? There's a lot of players that play like 3 to 5 years, and they left because
right.
they didn't want to not be able to walk for the rest of their life or have to limp or have, you know, they made good money. It's not that they don't love the sport, but they realized that, you know, a lot of football players were dying young and had real lifelong injuries. So if you have a young child that's in the football like that, teach them how to get in and get out too. You know, they can coach or something. Don't kill yourself, literally, you know.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. What's going on at current events?
The
Democratic, they had Michelle Obama the other night, I heard. Did you see Michelle?
Yeah.
I didn't get to see it. I heard it.
I didn't get to see her. But I heard social media made sure of that.
Yeah.
Between her and Melania's speech, didn't she have the word for word behind Michelle?
Right. Black people can't wait for Michelle to run. This Saturday, Michelle Obama.
I know, right?
To run for president.
I think she.
That's what's going to happen.
She does stand a chance, definitely. If Hillary could do it.
If Trump could do it. That's worse.
You're right about that.
I would see my views over the airwaves, but if Donald Trump could be one of the candidates, I could be one of the candidates. That's how I look at it. Well, you talking crazy, man. You just needed to shut up.
But it's working for him, which is crazy.
Yeah, what is going on in this world? Gee, I don't trust nothing.
Hey.
Nothing.
I'm telling you. In other news, Rudy, Keisha Knight Pulliam, if that's how you pronounce her last name? Her husband filed for divorce after 7 months of marriage, and she is expecting their first child in January.
What?
So
what is going
they haven't been married for a year. Yeah.
The
husband.
Whoa.
The husband filed for divorce saying irreconcilable differences.
Dang.
Yeah.
She must feel horrible. She must feel. Was she married before?
I'm not sure, but she's in her early stages of the pregnancy.
So she about poor Rudy. Poor Bill Cosby.
Well, we don't know the story, so.
Yeah. It's gonna come out.
But it is unfortunate.
7 months.
Right.
They must have, he's a football player or something, right? I've seen it.
I believe so.
Yeah. I forgot his name. I'm going to have to look it up real quick. But, yeah, he's a football player, actually. I know who he is. He's the guy that
was also
just
announced her pregnancy. She just announced it a week ago.
She announced it a week ago, and then he filed for divorce shortly after that?
I mean, I don't know I thought that was the reason, but she just announced the pregnancy a week ago.
Oh, man. I would like to be a fly in the room.
Yeah, they're saying that. I'm trying to read it now. The divorce was a surprise. He surprised her with the divorce announcement.
Hmm. Anyway.
Yeah, not cool.
That leads to, is he ever going to marry you? Yeah, and then he's going to divorce you in 7 months. Right after that, while you're pregnant, about to have a baby. Ta-da, end
crazy.
The show. That's it. That is, hold on a minute. I can't believe, wait, when a man goes files for divorce, either something went terribly wrong, or something went terribly wrong between the both of them, or he's doing something real shifty and grimy. It's one of those two. Especially a man at his level who got money.
Right. Money has a lot to do with it.
Right. Exactly.
But if you're doing something shifty and grimy, then why take that step 7 months ago?
Because he don't value marriage. He don't value marriage. So he probably thought that I don't know if this is true, but he probably didn't want, because you said she announced the pregnancy and then right shortly after that was a divorce. I'm thinking it had something to do with her announcing the pregnancy and just wanting to be more in the public eye and out there, and he probably wanted to be a little bit low for whatever reason, you know, even though he married her. You know, marriage is, you know, he could marry her and still have a side piece that's he treating better than her. You know what I mean? So he could be caught between two women and messed up. So to win that other one back, he got to get a divorce. To win that other one back, who he really want to be with, he got to get a divorce. She's like, you got to marry me. You done gave her a baby? Watch, it's going to come out. That's what's happening. Rudy ain't do nothing. Rudy ain't doing nothing. He's juggling two women. He jumped out the window, married Rudy, got her knocked up. Then the other chick was like, oh, you knocking her up and this? Oh, wait till my book come out. He like, oh, no. You can't tell off. You can't tell off. He's like, you better do something. Is she getting an abortion?
So,
no, she ain't getting no abortion. So you better divorce her.
You were not in a whole situation.
I'm telling you, man. What are you going crazy when you got a divorce for? Come on, dog. I mean, money, okay. Rudy probably got a little money. She probably ain't got money like him because he got more current money, even though Ed Hartwell, I think that's his name. Yeah. So he ain't, he ain't one of the top paid guys in sport or nothing like that. So, but he probably got more than Rudy, so. It could be a money thing, too, like trying to get money. I don't know.
How long do you think a couple should be engaged before marrying?
I think it's each their own thing, but I think you should at least live with one another for a certain amount of time. So I would say, for me, I would say a year needs to be the least amount of time I'll give. People that want to be quick, I'll give a year needs to be the least. And the most actually engaged, meaning propose and ring and all of that, actually engaged, I'm going to go 3.5. 3.5 years.
So, you said a year should they should be engaged at least a year before marrying. Does the time before the engagement count?
No.
So if they got engaged after 6 months, a year is still good for you?
Yeah. Well, I think for me, it's always contingent on if you're living with one another or not. So, you know, that's why I kind of said if you ain't lived with them. So I think if you live with one another, then that needs to be taken into consideration the time beforehand. But if you haven't lived with one another and then you get engaged, I think it's definitely at least a year. assuming that you're even going to live with each other once you get engaged, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, unless you're going to get married with someone and you're not going to live together. Like, is that true?
I mean, man, listen here. Listen here. How does a man know when she is the one? How does he know? When does he know that he would like this woman to be his wife?
Ah, that's a tough one, man. That's a tough one. Because it usually takes a long time for guys. It usually takes
Why?
A long time. Because we're so intrigued by the physical, you know. So you have a lot of guys that will get married early or younger to someone, you know, because they're beautiful. You know, or it could be because of everything about them, but the main thing is because they're beautiful or because they got a fat ass or because, you know, something like that. You know, a lot of guys will just do that, you know, so.
But then you also see couples where, you know, this person is definitely not his taste, but he just completely fell for her for whatever reason, and she may not be her body may not be that of, you know, a trophy wife.
Yeah, I agree. There's cases, you know, like that. I think it's a to each their own type of thing, but I think a lot of men realize later in their lives, you know. Yeah, I think they realize later in their lives after they've been through a few things and, you know, realize that woman is the one. Sometimes when you're younger, you're just jaded because we're so wired to be physical. So you're so jaded,
right.
You know. But until you realize the person is there for you all the time or when you're down or just they just there no matter what, no matter, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes it takes a long time for a man to realize that. Because a lot of men get content and take that for granted, a woman that's holding them down. Whatever the label is, whether you're my girl, you're just my friend, my five piece, whatever it is, there's usually that one woman that just takes your shit constantly, you know? And then it usually takes a while before you realize, unless you hurt them along the way and you realize you hurt them, you know, then sometimes a lot of men will get married then or propose at that time. You know, when they see the person that they love or may love them, they feel the love from, hurt by something they did, then, you know, they would take that step, especially if that woman is the type of woman that, like, you know, wants to be married and that type of thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I think
right.
The different situations in life, different people, you know, that could change. But in general, when men mature, I'll say, I ain't going to say get older. When men mature is when they really realize, all right, she's the one. I don't know what I'm thinking about, you know?
Right. Okay. So do you believe in the why buy the cow when you can get the milk for free saying?
Yeah, I do. I mean, again, until you mature, then you realize, you know, you just, you know, you're going around with these different women and you're not really getting nothing out of it but the physical. And you're getting that with the women you love, too. So why even waste your time? You're wasting time, energy, money. You know, see, that's me. That's why I'm loyal. I'm faithful. When I'm in a relationship, I'm faithful. Because I ain't got time to be tricking on all these other women and you. No. That alone will keep me away.
Crazy, what?
A date? Sneaking off on a date? No, that costs. Uh-uh. Approve it.
I just want to, let me just say that we are having a little technical difficulty, so just bear with us. If you can no longer hear us, just hang on, and we'll be back at any point. Maybe not right now, but we may get cut off. Are you here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
They can't hear us?
No. I can hear you. I'm sure they can hear us right now, but I'm not sure for how long because I'm having a little issue here.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so if a woman proposed to you, would you accept, you know, if you were madly in love with this woman, would you accept a proposal?
Definitely. Absolutely.
Would you wear an engagement ring?
If she wanted me to, yeah. And it wouldn't look like a, you know.
It would be a band with maybe a diamond in the middle. It would be masculine. It's not going to look like a straight ring from Tiffany's.
Yeah, I'll pick a masculine one. What's wrong with that?
Would you feel compelled to buy her one?
No. No. I'll probably, it depends on the type of woman she is. And I guess most women would want one, so I guess I would say, yeah, I would have to get a one. I wouldn't feel compelled, but I would do it. It's just me. You know, just so she could show up to her friends and, you know, be included in the crowd. She don't want to be, I'm engaged, hanging out with her friends, we all engaged, and they all showing off their rings, and she like, well, I proposed to him, so I don't got no ring.
Right, exactly.
Oh, man, you know what? I'm going to let her wear my ring. I'm going to be like, here, you put it on.
Wow.
There you go.
Does the marriage talk ever help nudge him in that direction, or are women wasting their breath?
Say that again.
Does the marriage talk, women who's been with their men for quite a few years and they try to have that marriage talk with him, like, listen, I'm ready. What are you waiting for? We've been together all this time. I mean, you're not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere. Let's do this. Does it ever nudge him in the right direction, or are women wasting their breath? He'll be ready when he's ready.
I think it nudges him in the right direction. You can't overdo it, though. I think if you're overdoing it, then, you know what I mean? I think the more a woman does that in a serious atmosphere or not out of anger or any type of emotion, you know what I mean? It's just a natural thing. I think you nudge them in the right direction. But if it's like in the context on the heels of some tense situation or, you know, or even something somebody else may have said or done, or like we just was out with another couple or something and they are, and now you bring it up in a, you know, an awkward type of way. So I think it's how you do it. I think it's how you do it, but I think you nudge all men if you do it properly. But, again, men are ready when they're ready, too, but it depends.
Right.
Again, it depends. Women got to be clear of their man and their relationship. You got to communicate and understand is the main thing, because some people be in these relationships and they don't even be with the person. They have two different views of what the relationship is. You know, I've seen that recently so many times. I'm like, how are you? One person's like, we really together exclusively, and other person's like, we not. Y'all been together how long? Like, that don't make no sense.
Right.
To me.
Because people don't get a clear understanding, they make assumptions and they just flow with it. Instead of, because if you don't have a discussion or set boundaries for, I mean, I think we had this conversation before also. You can assume whatever you want because you're being treated as such. So if she's being treated like his girl, she's going to, some people assume that they're his lady without explanation, without him saying the old-fashioned, hey, would you like to be my lady? Do you want to make this, you know, do you want to date exclusively? Some people just assume, you know, I see him every weekend, we do this, we do that, I've met this person, I've met that person in his family, so I'm his girl.
Right.
Is it safe to assume? No. It's always better to get an understanding of what you're into, or what, you know, it's never safe to assume.
Right. You gotta communicate. Open your mouth. Talk to one another. You know, just Understand where you're coming from.
You be clear?
Yeah.
Do what I said. You have to be clear. Nobody wants any issues. In the long run, I sure don't. say what?
That's how I am with my women. Just do what I say. Do as I say, not as I do.
Lord, we're going to go over to the phone lines. Corley, your number ends in 8661. Hello, welcome to the show.
Peace and love, what's going on, Johnny Prince? How y'all doing?
What's up? Yo, what up, good brother? Johnny Prince in the biz.
What up, Dr. Phil? What's good, man? Goes on.
It's incredible.
I don't appreciate you naming the show. When is he? What is it? Why's always got to be him? Why he got to be the problem? You know what I'm saying?
We're not saying that he's the problem. However, you do
when
have.
Is he gonna marry you?
Mm-hmm. No. Is he ever going to marry you? You have people that have been together 9, 10, 11 years with children.
Uh-huh.
And he has yet to propose, act on it, put much thought into it, or anything. So, you know, is he ever going to marry you?
So you feel it's a man's duty to propose, pretty much. Not you know.
I feel it's a man's duty to choose his wife, yes.
Okay. All right. So
I would never propose to a man. I feel that it's a man's duty to propose to his wife. His potential wife, to someone he would want to be his wife. And I've said this on numerous shows. Men have to be ready for marriage. Women are usually ready before men. Men have to be ready to settle down. No woman can cause a man to settle down if he isn't ready. He's not going to settle down. He's not going to stop playing the field, playing the games if he's not ready. He has to be ready. And when he's ready, he'll make that move. He may need a little nudge, but I would rather him make that move when he's ready, as opposed to me asking him and him saying yes just because when he's really not ready and he's still, you know, he may be out there doing him.
No doubt. And I think that's correct for back in the day, 50, 60, you know, unfortunately, you know, there's this new woman, there's this new man, you know, that accepting these type of, I do feel, you know, a man should propose, you know. I think that's all part of being a man, you know what I mean? And, you know, having a woman do it, you know, I don't think that's, you know, having a man accept it, you know, like, okay, you know, I'm supposed to do what I'm supposed to be doing, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I think there's times have changed to, you know, women, and there's a lot more women proposing today, you know what I'm saying? Like today, I hear stories like, you know, she proposed to me, and, you know, you see the video, which I've seen a woman get on one knee while a dude is, you know, sitting there like in awe. Like, you know, I don't like how that looks. But, you know, it's just this new type of woman, new type of dude today that that does things a little differently, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of
Would you accept a marriage proposal from your lady?
She wouldn't be able to she wouldn't have a chance to do it. Because
why?
She would know who I am, the type of person I am. You know what I'm saying? See, that all comes from, you know, knowing who you're with. Okay, I know he's not going to accept, so I'm not going to propose. So she would already know not to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Hmm.
And that's just me, right. So.
But if she did, you say no.
Yeah, I would say no. No. Then I would do it.
Why? Is it because you're not ready for marriage? Or, like,
no, it's because,
why would you say no?
I think it's because it's my job to do it. So I don't propose. You know what I'm saying? I'm
okay.
Supposed. Because, you know why? Because woman choose man. Man don't choose woman. You know what I'm saying? So if she already has accepted me in her world, she already accepted me, everything about me, then why not give her that, you know, get down on one knee, you know what I'm saying? I think she's, you know, because she chose me. She chose me out of all the men. She chose me. So let me give her that. Let me get on one knee and propose. She do that. But she chose me.
So how long would it take for you to get on that knee?
However long it takes. I mean, marriage is like a biblical, worldly type thing that I don't follow. I don't follow biblical ways. I don't follow worldly ways, you know. It's all about connecting and matching frequencies. So we have already, once she accepted me and chose me, we already connected. Marriage doesn't connect people. So people put this notion that, okay, you're married, y'all connected, y'all straight, everything is good. That is not the case. Well, if that's the case, why is the divorce rate ridiculously high right now? That is not the case. People
mm-hmm.
get married for the wrong reasons. They're not matching frequencies. They're not connecting. They think, see, they step on a physical. People get married. Women make their dudes get married faster than usual. Dudes ain't ready, you know, and they just get married because, okay, I'm going to lose this girl, so let me just give her what she want. And then, you know, time go on, and you find out y'all not connectable. You know, connectable. I'm about to say connectable. I ain't even the word. Y'all not, y'all don't connect, you know. Y'all not. You're not supposed to be together, so,
okay.
You know, they divorce.
So why do you think some men are comfortable dating a woman for years, yet they aren't comfortable proposing or even planning to marry that same woman?
I don't know. Each case is different, so I don't know. You know, weddings ain't cheap. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, women want these dudes to pull a wedding out their ass in a year, 2 years.
No, it's not the wedding. I didn't say, no, marriage. Not necessarily
marriage.
A huge wedding.
Oh,
you go to Just the Beach. Marriage. To get married.
It's out of fear. I mean, I believe it's out of fear because, you know, it's like child support. It's like, damn, man, if I don't pay child support, I can get locked up. You know what I mean? So now if this doesn't work out, you know what I mean? This can be costly. You know what I mean? Like, this could be costly. Like, this cannot be good. So it's not a fair because, you know, our uncles, our family members, our relatives, you know, our good friends, you know, we see it every day. We see divorce. We don't see happy marriages. We see divorces. We see people who hate each other after divorces. So once you see that, like, every time you go on Facebook, you know, oh, I broke up with this nigga. You get a divorce. And even on TV, you just divorces. You don't see happiness. You don't see happy couples. You just see divorces. So if that's all you're seeing, why get married? It doesn't make sense. So it's not fair, you know. People don't value mm-hmm. that aspect, like marriage. You know what I mean? Marriage is supposed to be a big thing, quote, unquote. And people just, you know, toy with it. Like, you know, like it's just, oh, whatever, you know. Just get married. That's especially for women, I guess, you know, that's major. So it's not really a toilet, man. So
yeah,
know,
I agree.
You know. Yeah.
I agree and I think that's why, because I was gonna say the same thing. It depends on what marriage means to the person
right.
too. Because it's incredible, like you said, you know what I mean? A man has to be ready, you know what I mean? That's your view. A man has to be ready. So when he's ready, he'll, you know, ask that question or propose or whatever. And when you were saying that, I was thinking, well, why can't it be the other way around? But I understood what you were saying, you know what I mean? Even when I asked myself that. And I was like, well, then I said, a man could propose and still be not really wanting to marry you. Like,
right.
It's a
right.
What's the consequences of me marrying you and I really don't want to marry you? It's not really
right.
No real consequences.
But
so go ahead.
Why take that extra step in proposing when if you just, you know, you've been with this person for quite some time, if you don't want to propose or you don't plan on marrying her, why do it? To shut her up? because she's going to keep on going until there's a marriage.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
That's the answer.
So why continue to be with her? Why continue to be with her if that's not your ultimate goal?
No, because she got that
crazy
sloppy.
And you know
sloppy.
That's what she wants.
Because she got the crazy sloppy. You know, she cook good. You know, we physical dudes. We physical. We like that physical. You know what I'm saying? We like that. So the emotional part, it takes us some, you know, a little longer to because for, if a man is ready, if when a man proposes to you, like if he's really genuine about it, that means he trusts you. See, the thing is with a man, if a man don't trust you, you don't have him. Point blank, if the man don't trust you, you do not have him. So once the man trusts a woman, and that's all that's needed, and the bond is there, and marriage is good. Man, and it just takes men longer to get to that point, that emotional aspect part, because he's so physical.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So, yeah. I mean, that's what it is. And, hey, and you know, women just have to understand that. This is what I'm talking about. Women, you know, they just have to understand. You got to, you know, that men are different. We're different. You know what I'm saying? We're different. So once women understand, well, damn, he don't want to marry me. He's been together for 7-8 years. When are you gonna propose? It's like, look, it's not that he don't trust you.
Okay, so if
you know
she gave
you
an ultimatum,
gotta make sure. Nah, it's not gonna work.
So,
not for me personally.
Okay,
nah,
so
nah.
She.
I'll leave.
So what happens when? Okay, fine. She would like to get married. You aren't ready for marriage, so in her mind, she's not the one for you because you know you would have set your game up and proposed. So she decides to step off and leave. So she leaves, she moves on to the next man. What happens there?
Uh-huh.
You just, you know, you don't feel like you lost something?
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, but it would be her loss because she didn't take the time to understand men. You know what I mean? Like men. That ain't that. See, again, you have to understand your mate. Because everybody's different. So you have to understand who you're dealing with. You know what I mean? So once you understand who you're dealing with and know who you're dealing with, it's not about, you know, damn, when is it ready? Like, what has he done, you know, for you in the course of the year? You know what I mean? What, how was the relationship? Is it good? Is it well enough? Is it good enough or bad enough for you to walk off and say, you know what? You're not ready to propose to me. I'm leaving. Like, what could it be? Is this that? So what marriage means to you? I mean, because that just let me know that marriage is just, you know, you just so hung up on just having a ceremony or just getting married that you willing to throw everything I've done for you away. Especially if a man is good, he's been there for you. He's done everything for you. He let you know that you're the one, that you're it. You know, he just continuously lets you know that you're his world. So a woman say,
but
you know,
if I'm your world, then what's wrong with taking that extra step?
Okay.
Because
so,
you have somebody. If I've been with you for 15 mm-hmm. years, something happens mm-hmm. to you, I have no say. I have no. Your mom or your dad has more say than I do. Legally, I have no say how you get buried or if I could pull a plug or not. If I'd rather you
so
just,
legal,
I have
so
no
it's a legal
say.
Matter. So it's a legal matter.
In some cases,
so that's what I'm talking about.
Right.
It's
not
so
just
it's
legal,
just
but
legal
that's one of the areas here.
That's the only area. That's the only way because we already connected. So the legal aspect is the only thing that it could be. Because, again, marriage doesn't make the bond. It doesn't make the connection.
No, but it seals it. It seals the deal.
It don't. No, marriage doesn't. Not for me. Marriage doesn't seal the deal. You know, maybe for a lot of
marriage seals the
marriage
deal. Marriage allows me to have the same last name as my child. Marriage is more than just, you know, you get to determine whether you're going to pull the plug or not. It's more than that. You believe that that's all it is?
Yeah, but
that marriage
you could be together 15 years, and then we could get married, and we get divorced in the next 7 months.
Exactly.
So now you don't get,
exactly.
So
right.
You know what I mean? So now, we just got
now
married.
Now that we divorced, we're no longer together.
To me. Wait.
But we're no longer together, so.
Hold on. Just because something might happen to me, we went and got married so you can get something material and bury me properly and have assets and all that, which is fine. I want you to have all that. But now we done got divorced and we done broke apart and we ain't married and we got to go through all that stuff. And usually when you get divorced, you don't get along after that. And we done got along for 15
yeah.
years, and as soon as we got married, things went down.
But that's not, y'all saying the reason you get married is for the legal, the just be, legally I get to make decisions. That's not the only reason I would want to get married. Yeah, we have a bond, and I would like to seal the deal, especially if we have children. I would want to have the same last name as my child. So, it's,
okay.
I mean, again,
change,
it's feeling we have
anybody
a bond.
Anybody can change their name anytime. Anybody can change their name.
We,
that's bogus, too.
Why in the hell would I want your last name if you're not trying to make me your wife?
Hey, what I'm saying is
okay.
You could change your name. Anybody could change their name. The marriage don't make the names. People change
right.
their names all the time to whatever.
All
you got to do is have a little bit of money and go through the process.
Right,
right.
But what is,
right,
what,
right.
Okay, so why wouldn't you marry someone that you've been with for 15 years? Again, what's stopping
you? Each individual, you have to ask, each man, you have to ask
right.
them the reason why, and they'll tell you the reason
right.
why.
Right, right, right,
but
right.
It all depends on the person's view of marriage. So they might tell you the reason why. It could be, you know, I'll give you a few examples for a few different types of men. It could be a man that has, it could be a man that has children before being with you. And for some reason,
mm-hmm.
For their children's sake, they don't want to get married yet until their children is a certain age. So that's one example. So there's several reasons why, depending on the man, who it is. You know what I'm saying? It could be a man that simply don't
right.
believe in that at all. That's another thing.
Right.
You
right,
know?
Right, right.
I mean, that's usually older, you
right.
know?
Right. My philosophy, you know, lately has been, and, you know, and it's crazy because I mean, people that know me would say, you know, would say that, you know, Johnny never get, I would always say, I never get married. It makes no sense to me, right? But, you know, growing up, you get older, whatever, and I feel that every man needs a woman. I don't care who you are. You know what I mean? Every man needs a woman, especially black men. So, you know, my philosophy is, you know, what marriage is, if divorce is an option, what does marriage mean? What does marriage mean if divorce is an option? And I think if people really sit and analyze and think about that question, you know what I'm saying? You know, because again, it you know, people put too much value on just the certificate part. Marriage have nothing to do with companionship, have nothing to do with connection, have nothing to do with loyalty, none of that. It's just a, you know, again, like a bond. It's a legal bond. You know,
to
I mean?
You,
if we're
well,
not connected
to you.
On any level, if we're not connecting on any level, you know what I mean? Like, we're not connecting. We're not, we just, like, we just existing, you know? Then and you want to get married just because you've been together for so long, you know, then that's crazy. And a lot of women, they give, they that ultimatum. We've been together 3 years. It's like 3 years. 3 years, it takes every 5 or so years, people change. People change thoughts. People change habits. So now you've been with this person 3 years and you're ready to get married. They don't even know, you know, this person's capabilities along the, like later on along the line. You know, people change. You know what I'm saying?
So do you think
so you
women care if a man is...
Mm-hmm.
Do you think a woman care if a man is husband material? Because not all men are husband material either.
Nah, I don't know.
Do you think a woman
material.
Care if a man is husband material, or is she just happy to get a ring?
Now, see, that goes again with this, like, with this type of woman today. People are different than 40 years ago. You know what I mean? The marriage, the value of marriage was different 40 years ago than today. Women are more today. They're more happy to have a ring and flaunt it. Look, I'm about to get married. Look, I got mine. Where yours at? You know, just to say that they got, you know, a ring and just to say that they, you know, they get married or whatever, that is wedding. But in all actuality, and I see it all the time, these couple of people get together. They've been together for years and years and years. As soon as they get married, you know, issues erupt. From like out of nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Then the divorce happens. That's all we see. Like, that's all we see. So I think, you know, even if we got kids, we need to teach our babies, you know, what's the true meaning of marriage. And that's another thing. Marriage, everybody got their you know, different, you know, meanings of marriage and whatnot. Marriage is just a legal bond between two people. They don't put love in it. Don't put the panty ship in it. Don't put, you know, loyalty in it. Because we know the loyalest people that are married got 2, 3, 4 families. You know what I'm saying? With a marriage. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's all about connecting with your mate. How well are you connecting with you, with your mate? You know what I mean? There's a frequencies in tune. Are y'all in tune with each other? You know what I mean? That's what's most important.
I agree. And I also think that, and I also agree with Ms. Incredible, where we are talking about in America. So, you know, that it does become, see, for me, it is a legal bond or a financial thing, a business agreement, whatever you want to call it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Based on what you said. But, however, I do think that, see, that's where the communication comes in at. If you've been
right.
together 15 years, if she's communicating to you, you know, something happened to you, you know, I'm going to bury you, or how are we going to pay these bills, this, that, and this, and third,
right.
that's the truth. Like, that's real. You know what I mean?
That's real.
That's real.
Absolutely.
So you definitely should you know, take that into consideration, fellas. You know what
definitely.
I mean?
That's definitely
something that's real, and take that into consideration at the time. And you got to, you know, you can compromise on it, but... But
right.
speak
right.
about your views on marriage and stuff like that, and I think things will be okay. But also, to piggyback on something Johnny Prince said, Ms. Incredible, we do, if you notice, when you ask me if a woman proposed to me, would I accept it, and would I wear a ring, and I say yes, and then you ask me, would I feel compelled to get her one? And at first I was like, no. And then I thought about it, and I was like, so when she got with her friend, she got a fun. And I said, yes. So that has nothing to do with how much I love her or anything. I was only going to do it because it's a material thing for her. And when men see that over and over their whole life, that's what marriage gets devalued to us. It's almost
right.
more of a value to you than it is to
right.
us. And that's the thing
right.
that I think really – you know, throws it off. It needs a change. That needs a change for it to really be what it should be, you know?
Right.
But, Johnny Prince, thank you for your time, brother.
No doubt.
We're going to move
no
on.
Doubt.
We got to hit them live. Thank
no
you.
Doubt, brother. No doubt. Right. Peace,
thank you.
Yep. You know, we do see that. We do see, you know, marriage seems like it's devalued. So you're programmed, and I didn't realize
good
it
point.
Right now. Yeah.
Good point. Caller, your number ends in 3669. Hello, welcome to the show.
Hi, Miss Incredible. Hi, well, it's Pound Cake.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm calling from a different number tonight.
Oh, I thought you was the feds or something. I knew something was up. I'm like, hold on, what? What line? You gotta watch.
How
you
doing?
We good.
Good,
you
good.
Comment or something? Have you been listening? Do you have a comment?
Yes, I've been listening.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree with a lot of what y'all said about marriage. I was married, and...
Right.
It took 6 years for us to get married. He wanted to get married in year 3, but I wasn't quite sure. So it took another time.
Oh, wait a minute. Let's stop right there for a second. So he wanted to get married in year 3, and you didn't.
No,
so
I Ms. wasn't
Incredible,
quite
how
sure.
How do you explain that? Ms. Incredible, how do you explain
she
that?
Wasn't
he wasn't
ready
in year 3.
She wasn't ready.
Oh, but he was ready.
I wasn't ready, and I believe that marriage
you
is for life.
For it.
Can't believe you.
Yeah.
You got to respect her for it.
I believe that marriage is for life.
Oh, man. No, see, that's
all
why
right,
you
so,
can change.
Wait,
anybody
I have a question,
Pound
Cake. So, Pound Cake, you weren't ready. Why weren't you ready, if you don't mind me asking? Were you not... done playing around, or did you just think he was the one?
I knew he was the one, but I saw marriages around me breaking up, and that kind of shook my foundation.
Okay.
Because I really feel that marriage is for life. and my marriage was for life. Unfortunately, he passed away. But when we got married, we took those vows serious. I take those vows very serious. And, you know, I just had to make sure that I was completely and utterly ready to make that step because it's a big step.
Right.
So, and it wasn't about, you know, flaunting a ring or whatever. And he asked me to marry him. I don't believe in proposing to men. I just don't think that's a woman's place. You know, so getting married is not something to be played with. It really isn't. Yes.
Okay. Did he propose in year three, or he just told you he wanted to get married? Like, did he actually propose and you said no?
He proposed with the ring.
And you said no?
I told him, I told him no. I said, we got to wait.
So,
and he was like, wait, what?
Look at here. You would have been proposing
like,
to me after that, or I'd have been gone. I'm not proposing no point. See, that's what I'm talking about. This got to stop. This is ridiculous. Why not?
We loved each other that much, and he was, we were that committed to each other that he respected me enough to wait until I was ready. He didn't pressure me.
Mm, he's a good dude.
Yeah, he's a pretty good dude.
Yep, pretty good dude.
And we were very happy together. Like, we were friends. We had that friendship connection.
Okay.
And, you know, we would do stupid things together.
It's a bond.
Huh?
I said, y'all had a bond, which is what we talked about earlier.
We definitely had a bond. Definitely.
Yeah, but if you notice, she said one of the primary reasons she said no, because she's seen marriages around her falling apart.
Right.
You know, which, again, is, you know, how we perceive it. So I think that has to change in general for marriage to come back where it ain't a high divorce rate. You know what I mean? People,
I mean, if you don't see it as an option, it's always going to be it's always going to be an option if you allow it to. So if you have this great bond with your partner and you guys sit down and you discuss that, listen, this is it. We're married for life. You know, and you guys don't see divorce as an option, you'll make it work.
Yeah, divorce definitely was not an option. It was not an option. I was like, look, if we're going to do this, we're going to do it. And you stuck with me, I'm stuck with you, we ride or die, that's it. And we definitely agreed on that point.
That's how you have to go into it. Say what, bro?
I said, you already know where I'm going to be. I'm going to be right on snap, first 48, forensic files. I'm chopping you up in the blender. I'm driving state to state, all that. You catch me if you can. Nope, I ain't playing this for life.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep, I'm going to be right one of them. Y'all going to be like, Rel went crazy over that girl. Y'all saw that? I can't believe it. He was the nicest guy. You wouldn't even say Rel would do nothing like that, would you? No, I think he would chop a body up and drive it around and drop body parts in different states.
Oh, my
Rel,
goodness.
Rel, nice guy. You know what I mean? So,
oh, man.
That's
too much. Wow. Wow, that's
okay. Thank you for your comment. You have a great night. All right.
Y'all too. Enjoy.
Thank you.
For real, I ain't playing no games. You ain't divorcing me, bro. You already know. It's going to be a problem. I'm saying it right now on the air. They're going to be like, this is a case closed.
Have mercy.
But
hey, I mean, as long as you see it as an option, it'll be one. You can't go in looking at it as an option because people be like, hey, if it don't work out, we can always divorce.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's definitely a good point.
But if you don't see it as an option, you're taking.
Yep, no option. Divorce is not an option.
Right, you're taking much more seriously.
That's what
and you have to respect
show,
a woman
y'all.
For saying she wasn't ready.
Oh, there you go.
You got to respect her.
No, I don't respect that at all. That's the bull. That's why you're going to propose to me now. New man law, fellas. Let them get down on bended knee.
Wait on it.
See how it feels.
Wait on it.
All right. Yeah, y'all make sure y'all follow us on Twitter at She Is Incredible, at the Black _ Dr. Phil, tag AOI Talk Show, AOI fan page, The Art of Intimacy Show. Google us, we everywhere. Instagram hashtag AOI Talk Show.
Yes. Topic and show ideas, The Art of Intimacy Show at gmail.com. And we will meet you here next Wednesday, 9:30 p.m. Until then, good night.
Good night.
Open your mind, take in all the delectables.
Yep.
Yeah, topics ranging from marriage to politics.
Word up.
Only the grown and mature can handle this.
Please,
they gon' change it from blog talk to hot talk.
Yeah.
Real talk, real response. Non-stop. Only talk radio keeps it moving.
Yeah.
Wednesdays, 9:30 p.m. Please tune in.
Yeah.
Well. In the beautiful. This incredible.
Incredible.
You hear it?